Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org, wherever podcasts can be found.
Hi, and welcome back to 917WEEM WEEM Weekly Podcast. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm going to be joined by some of the people in choir, and they're going to talk to us about their upcoming concert, about choir, and all of that stuff. So, could you guys introduce each other, yourself?
Yeah, my name is Neela Thompson. I'm a senior. I've been in both Pendletones and Suites for 3 years, and I'm the president of Pendletones.
My name's Abby Douglas. I'm the president of Emerald Suites. I'm in Pendletones Suites and New Edition.
And my name's Mrs. Archer, and I'm the choir director here at the high school.
Awesome. And how do people get involved in choir? How do you start that process? Any of you can answer.
When March rolls around, we have a little sign-up sheet outside the room, and you can sign up for audition. If you miss those, you can always email Mrs. Archer and be like, can I audition? And typically she lets you.
Yeah. All you have to do for the audition is you just like prepare a song, usually like musical theater style or pop or something that's like, you know, shows off your voice, and then you'll sing your song, and then there's a separate day for the dance audition where you'll go in and learn like 16 counts of choreo and then dance it. And it's super simple.
Yeah. Is there any way that people who aren't in a choir or have been in a choir before to join, or is it strictly people who have been in choir since like middle school?
No, actually, both of these presidents were not in it their freshman year. They auditioned their sophomore year, and Abby was halfway through her sophomore year before she joined us. So, and now as seniors, they're presidents of their groups, their respective groups. So if you're interested in joining choir, like Abby said, you can just shoot me an email, or in March, we'll have the sign-up sheet when you get back from spring break outside of the choir room. You can sign up for an audition that way.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I know that choir has a lot of decorations that they put on in their concerts. So what are some other, like, I guess, roles that you have in choir besides singing and dancing? Is that?
They are required to wear costumes for a lot of things. And at Christmas, we change those often. They wear different ones. If they're in competitive show choir, then obviously there's other things that go on for competition. But for Christmas, we usually just try and stick to Christmas colors and Christmas decorations, all about Santa and snow and things. So
awesome. And what does an average day in choir look like for you guys?
Well, I mean, we're both like really involved. So we're in the choir room for most of the school day. So we do a lot more than the average person would. But like if you're just a regular student in like for Suites or Pendletones, for example, we usually come in, and depending on what we need to work on most, we'll either do like we'll focus on vocals that day, or we'll focus on choreo, or like we have our concert coming up, so we're probably going to be running like singing and dancing at the same time. And like usually we like bounce between like our student leadership helping and making sure that the group is getting better and working hard, and then like also Mrs. Archer obviously will do a lot of directing and fixing things and stuff like that. So it just depends on the day, but that's like what it would be like for the class period.
And then when competition season rolls around, we have rehearsals from 2:30 to 4:30, and then like it states on the calendar beforehand if we're like dancing or singing, and typically up until January we just focus on one thing per rehearsal.
What would be your favorite between dancing or singing?
Dancing.
Singing.
Which one's your favorite to teach?
I'm not a dancer, so I'm good at teaching the vocal, and then. But I also do enjoy cleaning choreo because that's fun, just to nitpick at things. But,
what are some different roles that are in your choirs? I know that you both are captains or leaders, but what else?
Okay, so we have our presidents, and there's two presidents to a choir. And then we have our head dance captains, who are typically like seniors or juniors. And then we have junior dance captains who like learn from the head dance captains. We also have vocal captains for each vocal part, and we have enthusiasm directors.
Yeah. And then what are all of the, like, I know dance captains obviously dance, but what's like the enthusiasm?
They just like we plan parties. We do bonding in class sometimes, so they plan that. They're really just there to, like, keep the group supported and, like, make sure everyone's happy.
Awesome. Okay. Do you guys have seasons? I know that you're working with Christmas stuff right now, but how do you prepare between each, like, concert, I guess?
Yeah, so right at the start of the school year, we start prepping for our fall concert, which is where we do classical literature, so it's more like, I don't know, it's like classical music, basically, for vocal, and so we spend, like, all of August and part of September on that, and then we start competition midway through October, so that, we only work on competition stuff at rehearsal, so that's after school, and then during the school day, at those times, we'll do Christmas stuff. And so we work from Christmas, from like October, we start Christmas kind of, like the end of October, all the way through till our Christmas concert. And then we're also doing comp after school from October all the way through like February, March is when competition season ends. And then after that, we do one more concert in May. And so, yeah, we're pretty busy, but it works out because we split it up throughout the year.
And is there any like, I guess, downtime between each, like, preparation for a concert, or do you go right into the next one, like, afterwards?
Usually the ends of concert seasons or sections in, like, the curriculum are followed by a break. Yeah. So the fall concert is right before fall break. The Christmas concert is right before Christmas break. And then show choir ends on spring break. So they usually get a week off when the school's on break. And then as soon as we come back, it's pushing into the next event.
Awesome. And then do you guys do anything... I know you do things outside of school, but do you guys do anything during the summer or?
We have a camp that's right before the school year starts. That it's like a boot camp for the varsity show choirs that they come to. It's just 1 week long intensive just to get to know everybody and do some dancing and some singing and get to know the group and figure out how our vibe's going to be for the year. But other than that, no, they take the whole summer off.
Okay, so... we have been talking a lot about preparation, but I know that your winter concert is coming up, or is it right now?
It's in 2 weeks from 2 weeks. Today.
2 weeks from today, yeah.
Yes.
What is your winter show called?
It's called Yuletide.
Awesome. And then what about this concert do you think will be different from other concerts that you've had in the past? Or is there anything, like, special happening? Or
It's a Christmas concert, so it's a little different from our other ones just because it's all holiday-based. But this year we are actually having Santa come to town, so you can meet Santa and tell him what you want for Christmas and get your picture taken with Santa. And then also his friends will be there, so Mrs. Claus, Frosty, and Rudolph will be there for picture opportunities as well. So anybody that's open to the community, it'll be open from 5 to 7 on the 13th and 14th, right before the concert. So they can come and see Santa and all his friends.
Yeah. And then the other thing about the Yuletide that is different from our other concerts throughout the year is that we actually work with the middle school for Yuletide. So some of the middle school choirs come over and they do their songs with us and we have like a joint Christmas concert.
Cool. How long does it take for you guys to learn the new songs between your fall concert in this one?
It really depends on the group. Like, depending on what choir you're in, we move at different paces just because they're also part of them is ability level and part of it's just like, you know, what amount of time we have. So like our varsity choirs, which is Sweets and Pendletones, they learn their songs pretty fast. Like a 2 week period to learn 3 or 4 songs and they get it in. It depends. And then like our concert choir, which is it's the third period, it's Testosterones, it's our all boys choir, they have a little bit more time because they don't compete, so it just depends. But most of the time we're working on Christmas from like the third week of October until the second till the second week of December. Basically
we spend about like a day or two in class on vocals and then like 2 or 3 days in class on choreography, and then the rest is just like running stuff and making sure everyone knows everything.
So putting it together.
Putting it together.
Yeah. And we just did our Festival of Trees performance at the Paramount, which was yesterday. So all of the show choir numbers were done yesterday. So they've got 2 weeks of just making them better, but they were ready for performance yesterday. So the show choirs have a little bit faster of a clip that they have to learn things for just because they do an extra community performance that our concert choirs don't do.
And then can you explain like each choir? I know there's Pendle Tones and Emerald Suites and then the new one, Testosterone
Tones? Testosterone Tones, yeah. So Testosterone Tones is our concert choir. It's an all boys group this year, so it's accents is what it's actually called. But I told them if they got enough boys that I'd let them pick a new name. So they've deemed it Testosterone Tones. I think it's fitting. So they're our all boys concert choir, and then we also have Added Attraction, which is a smaller chamber choir made up of juniors and seniors in leadership positions. So they do some extra events like solo and ensemble. They go out and sing in small groups. They sing solos for different competitions outside of show choir. And then they also choreograph for the Christmas and the end of year concerts. So it's a big project based class, and they have to be in one of the varsity groups and in a leadership position and a junior or senior. There's some criteria for that class. And then obviously we have New Edition, which is our JV girls group, Emerald Suites, which is our varsity girls group, and then Pendle Tones, which is our varsity mix group.
And then do all JV, Pendle Tones, New Edition, and Emerald Suites, do they all compete or is it?
Yes, they do. Pendle Tones and Suites go out about 7 times a year because they're the varsity. And then the JV New Edition, they go about 3 times.
Awesome. And do all of your guys' songs and performances come with choreography? Is there any that are just singing or is it?
Our first concert, our fall concert, which is in October right before fall break, is a concert choir. So there's no dancing there. It's all serious literature. And then we have 2 other concerts, Christmas and Sing Station. Those both have choreo in them.
Do you guys prefer learning the dancing songs or the classic ones?
The dancing ones.
Yeah.
I think they like the dancing ones. They're a little more fun, but they appreciate the classical ones because it trains them to be better throughout the year.
For sure. And then how long does it take for you guys to learn choreography? I know that you talked about vocals being about a week, I guess.
It depends on what it's for. If it's for a concert, a week is probably a week or two is about all they need for all the concert material, unless it's the concert choir stuff, because that stuff is ridiculously hard. For competition, it takes months to get that stuff down. So,
Okay. After this show, what is kind of the prep? What is the schedule looking like? What is some things that we'll see from the choir afterwards?
The next thing that the next time we perform after Yuletide is our showcase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll do Yuletide. We'll go on winter break, and then we come back, and then that is when we go like full steam ahead for comp season, and so. At the end of January, we have a parent showcase that'll be at the high school in the auditorium where Pendle Tones and Suites is New Edition, and New Edition, all 3 of our competitive show choirs will perform their competition shows just like for parents and other people in the community who might not be able to come see us at our actual competitions later in the season. It's like a great opportunity to come see it if you don't want to travel to other high schools around Indiana.
Awesome. And then I know you guys have multiple different choirs. Is there a like criteria for how you guys split choirs up, or
It's all audition based? So our varsity groups are going to be the best of our best that we have to offer here at Pendleton, based on their audition, and then our JV is obviously just like the junior varsity basketball team, same type of thing. So the younger kids who maybe don't have as much experience and just need a little bit of time to get better are in there, and then our concert choir is either beginning singers or kids who don't want to do show choir. They're not into the dancing and the competing. So then that's where they go.
Awesome. And then my final question is, what is your favorite part about being in choir / teaching choir?
I would have to say the family that we created here. I think I talk to everybody in the program at least once a day. We're all very close here, and it's a very welcoming and loving environment, and it's a really positive environment to like grow and be in.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought of too, was like, I think choir has really given me the opportunity to make friendships with people that I would have never talked to before. Like, Abby is one of my best friends, and in middle school or like my freshman year, I never spoke to her once. So it's like I had the opportunity to get to know a lot of people and like build really solid friendships with people that I just wouldn't have gotten to meet otherwise. And so I'm really grateful for choir because we get to form a lot of really great relationships and connections.
My favorite part about teaching is watching that unfold. It's awesome to see different people from different walks of life and just come together and build friendships, but also watching students be, I guess, kind of upset in the learning process and trying to figure out how to do something. And then once they finally complete it, watching like the smile and like just them being so happy that they finally did something that they thought was like really good. And like, yeah, it stunk while we were trying to figure it out, but like the end result was like awesome. And when you're holding that like first place trophy, it's totally worth it.
The like aha moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is all the time that we have. So thank you so much for coming in down and filming this podcast with me. But I think up next is Sam's portion of this, so we will go to that. But bye-bye.
Now here is a short promotion before our next interview.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org. Welcome back to another segment of WEEM Weekly with your host, Sam Duffer. Earlier, you did have Miss Brooklyn Schuyler with a few choir members. Now, I'm not going to say I know who it was, but you all know, so we'll go with that. Definitely didn't know. Anyway, I am joined by...
It's Eric Ohm here.
Otherwise known as EJ. And EJ... Tell us a little about yourself. What grade are you in? What extracurriculars you do aside from choir, et cetera?
Well, I'm a junior here. I do, besides choir, I've been starting to participate in theater as well as rugby outside. That's more of a Pendleton club thing, but, and a chess club.
Really?
Yes.
I forgot we even had a chess club.
Yeah, we have a chess team, and we have some of the better players in state.
Nice. And I do remember you were in All Shook Up.
I was in All Shook Up, yes.
So if anyone saw that, you might recognize EJ from there. Of course, his hair is much shorter now. Got a haircut. Oh. It's very interesting. So how long have you been in choir?
This is actually my first year.
Really?
Yeah.
Just on the high school level or in general?
Never done anything else like this.
Really?
Not once.
That's exciting. We get a new perspective, right. A freshie, if you will. What made you want to join choir?
I got bullied into it by, the president.
The president?
Yep.
Which president, may I ask?
Eddie List, the male president of Pendletons.
All right, so Eddie asked him to join a choir.
Not asked.
We're gonna say asked. What do you like about being in choir?
Honestly, the people and the environment. I get to make a lot of new friends, lots of new connections, and it kind of just helps me get out of the house and stay active, you know?
So you stay active. I guess that's also partially why you might have joined something like theater. You're active, you're involved.
Exactly.
Community involvement is something we are big at here at the radio station. So you were also kind of doing that, which is why you should join radio. But I'm not going to say any more than that.
We'll see.
You're good. You got theater, you got choir, are busy.
Yeah.
How involved are you in the choir outside of school? So like not just in school hours.
Outside of school, well, do you mean rehearsals or me in general?
Rehearsals and just you in general.
Okay, well, rehearsals, we have them most times 2 times a week, but today it's only one because, well, this Thursday is quite exciting because we finally get to learn our closer, which has been custom written for us.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Besides that, it's just sometimes maybe a couple hours after school, if they need help moving things, risers and such, you know, I'll be there to help out.
That's always nice. So you're just constantly helping out, staying involved.
Exactly. Trying to be in it, be as involved as I can.
So one of the main parts of this episode is the winter show coming up.
Ooh.
And can you tell us anything about the winter show?
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, what are you able to tell us?
It's good. It's good. It's, it's, it's,
It's good.
Very good.
Which of the choirs are involved in it?
In our winter show, all of our choirs, I think Added Attractions, which is the choir that focuses on the leadership of the others, is mainly, I think they have a small part in one of the songs, but all of our choirs, New Edition, Pendletones, and Emerald Suites, are involved in the winter show. Accents is another one, which is it's an all male choir. It's not involved, you know. Mm-hmm. But besides that, all the rest of them, they all have their own set of songs to do.
Nice. I should have asked this earlier. Which choir are you in?
I am in Accents and Pendletones.
Isn't that interesting? He's in Pendletones, guys. He's an elite, a freshy elite. are you excited for the winter show?
Honestly, I'm very excited. I feel like the show for me was uncomfortable to get used to, as you know, I'm just, as you would say, a freshie. So, you know, my choreography isn't exactly the best, but as time passes, I feel like I've gotten better, and I'm very excited for this winter show and to perform in front of a lot of people.
So it's just practice makes perfect. You're getting exactly into the groove of it. You're getting into how it works, and you're just slowly adapting and getting better as time moves on.
Yes.
And you're going to be a part of it, of course, which I guess you already kind of told us. How much are you in it, really?
Well, I mean, everyone's in the entire show, but me as a person, I mainly stay as a freshie. I mainly stay in like the back two risers. So if you look real hard, you'll see me.
You'll see him. Guys, go out, watch the winter show, look for EJ. It'll be real exciting. How much practice goes into choir, or really how long do you spend / have spent practicing?
Inside or outside of school?
Let's start with inside.
Well, every day, well, for the past, I think, 3-4 weeks, we've been doing a lot of Christmas. We've been doing a lot of mainly just spending time with the rest of our musical sections, just rehearsing and reviewing our Christmas music because, you know, sometimes, you know, not all of us get it. Some of the younger guys, it's a little hard on them, me included.
Yeah.
But, you know, every period, and not much outside of school, though.
No, none outside of school?
Not for Christmas.
Not for Christmas. Have you ever spent time outside of school for choir?
Oh, yes. Yes, many times.
Nice.
Rehearsal 2 times a week, which is for our show, the Puzzles Show. This is what it's called this year.
The Puzzles Show.
Yes, that's our competition show.
Interesting. Have you ever spent any time of your personal time? Have you ever spent that practicing?
Oh, yes, at home all the time.
All the time?
Whenever I have time and I'm not doing anything else.
I mean, that's nice. You just casually just practice exactly. Singing yeah. or yeah. choreography or
whenever no one's home.
Whenever you have time to practice something that you want to, well, practice.
Yeah.
Why would you say high schoolers, or no, what would you say to high schoolers or middle schoolers wanting to join choir?
Well, honestly, if you're just looking, if you feel like maybe a little out of place, come join choir. It's a great family with an even better environment. You know, it's full of very nice people who will welcome you into this choir with open arms.
So it's like a big family, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yes.
It's a big family who's very welcoming, and if you like singing, if you like dancing, this could be the place for you.
And if you in middle school, if you've been doing drama club, you know, mm-hmm. choir is always looking for more kids who have experience with singing and dancing. We're always looking for that.
Yeah. Always looking for, I guess you'd say, more talent. So if you like that stuff, go ahead and join. Or even if you don't think you're good at it, but you're interested, maybe join and see if you like it.
Me personally, I was not good when I joined.
See, but you get better over time, because I'm sure EJ here is great.
I'm still not that good.
What would you say to more kids, or why would you say more kids should join choir?
That's kind of a tough question, you know. We just, you know, Pendleton is always looking for, we're always looking for more boys and just for more talent for... Because bigger choirs tend to attract bigger people sometimes, you know. It allows for more variety in our show and more, we can do more with our choreo the more people we have.
So the bigger group you have, the more
it gives
variety.
Us, yeah, it gives us a lot of choice for how we want to put people in where.
Yeah. So there's a larger range of stuff you can do, performances you can put on, just stuff like that with more people. What are some of the perks for people joining choir, aside from like having, I guess you did kind of say that, more variety, more talent.
Yeah.
And just a bunch of friends who all have similar interests to you, which is always nice.
Well, other perks to being in choir, it's of course still involved, you know, with people, but you know, everyone's always willing to lend a helping hand. Like if you're maybe struggling chemistry, we have a lot of people who are incredibly smart, you know, with things like chemistry, history, English, anything really. And they're normally willing to help to lend a helping hand.
So look at that. You can get assistance on even regular class homework just by joining choir. Well, I must say, I thank you for joining us for this segment of WEEM Weekly. It has been a pleasure to have you here. And I hope you guys tune in to the next episode, which will be about Christmas. Comes out in 2 weeks, so stay tuned for that. I've been Sam Duffer, and you are listening to 91.7 WEEM.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.